Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 758, Mayberry Days Trivia 2023 Qualifying Round. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers. Great new items over there. They got Randy Turner's book. It's been updated, the Mayberry Travel Guide. Go check that out. Maybe you want to check out the brand new edition, Season 2 of the Mayberry Rerun Watcher's Guide by Spirit Walker. You can get both books, one and two, if you're there. And it's getting cooler, so hey, maybe you want to go and check out getting a little jacket. There's fleece jackets at Weavers. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 758 is Sharon Campbell. Thank you, Sharon. And the Patreon patron of the week is Rebecca Spears. So thank you all for supporting the show. Thank you for supporting Weavers, and thank you for supporting me. I'm Alan Newsom, the host of Two Chairs No Waiting, and we are going to have some fun tonight because this is, I say it's going to be fun. This may be humbling. But we're going to have a good time trying it, all right? So we play trivia. I've been trying to get you guys up to shape. You know, I've been working with you, playing the trivia every episode pretty much to try to get you thinking about trivia because Mayberry Days each year is always a great time. And the 34th annual Mayberry Days that was held just this past September is no exception. It's always a great time. But the highlight of every Mayberry Days, to a lot of people, is the Mayberry Days Trivia Contest. Well, in this episode, what we're going to be going over is the qualifying round. So in the qualifying round, you attempt to answer these questions in order to earn a spot on the stage. There are 10 seats on the stage. And you are trying to earn a spot to compete against previous champions of the Mayberry Days Trivia Championship. There's usually 5-6 of them, maybe 7. And so usually three to four people from the qualifying round are able to make it to the stage so they can try to compete against these past champions. Matter of fact, we had one recent champion, that's how he made it into the championship circle. He won the qualifying round and then won the Mayberry Days Championship Trivia. And wow, what a big day that was. So what we're going to do is that trivia. So I'm going to play our normal background trivia music. There we go. But again, guys, these are not going to be our normal Mayberry Days trivia questions because these are hard. So put your humbleness, get all humble and be humble about this because this is where the humbleness begins. So if you're ready, here we go. All right. So this is our qualifying round for Mayberry Days 2023. All right. Question number one. So I shouldn't warn you, there are 15 questions. There are 15 questions. Question number one. What Mayberryan loves to watch wrestling on TV? What Mayberryan loves to watch wrestling on TV. All right. So some of you guys were at Mayberry Days. You've already heard these questions, and you might have an advantage, but it's been a couple of weeks, so you might not. All right. I'm going to read it one last time. What Mayberryan loves to watch wrestling on TV? The answer, you can pause if you don't want to hear the answer yet, but the answer is Effie Bartlett. That's from season one, episode number 13. Effie Bartlett. Okay. So the way this works in Mayberry Days, you have 30 seconds to go get in line after I read the question or after someone reads the question. You have 30 seconds to get in line to whisper your answer to one of the judges. If you get the answer correct, you get a little sticker that goes on a fan or whatever it is they have that year. You get a sticker to show that you got a question correct. And whoever has the most questions correct wins the rounds, right? All right, so you got about 30 seconds. So on here, I probably won't do 30 seconds just because that seems a little long. All right, next question. Question number two. Charlie Ross, Mayberry's junk man, agrees to take the cannon off of Andy and Barney's hands if they pay him how much? Charlie Ross, Mayberry's junk man, agrees to take the cannon off of Andy and Barney's hands if they pay him how much? See, I don't know. I wrote these questions down, or they were provided to me. I want to thank Kenneth Junkin of the Hearty Eating Men and Beautiful Delicate Women chapter for providing the questions to me, but I transposed them here where you guys can see them that are watching the video versions, and I don't remember the answer. So last read, and then I'll give you the answer. Charlie Ross, Mayberry's junk man, agrees to take the cannon off of Andy and Barney's hands if they pay him how much? The answer is $15. $15, that's from season one, episode 14. So you can check the answer. All right, question number three. What two crafts does Barney's cousin Virgil, Virgil, his dad, use in his work? Okay, I'm going to read it again. What two crafts does Barney's cousin Virgil's father use in his work? So what does Virgil's father use in his work? What two crafts? Okay, what two crafts does Barney's cousin Virgil, his father, use in his work? Ooh, that's a hard one even to read. So Virgil's father, what crafts, two of them, does Virgil's father use in his work? The answers are a cabinet maker and a wood carver. So he's a cabinet maker and a wood carver. That's from season two, episode, well, it's not episode 62. That would be episode 62 overall. You'd have to look and see what that is. I didn't fix that one. So it's from season two. It's episode number 62 of the Andy Griffith Show. You'd have to look with Carson Virgil. All right, question number four. The reason we give this episode numbers and everything is because sometimes there is a different answer depending on a different episode. So this is where the answers come from. All right, question number four. According to Barney, which one of his and Andy's high school classmates was always sweating? According to Barney, which one of his and Andy's high school classmates was always sweating? I am so terrible at these trivia questions. Last read, and I'll give you the answer. According to Barney, which one of his and Andy's high school classmates was always sweating? The answer? Ralph Haynes. That's season three, episode number 19. Season three, episode number 19. Ralph Haynes. Okay. Number five. Rafe Hollister was arrested in April of 1962 for moonshining. How many days did he spend in jail? Rafe Hollister was arrested in April of 1962 for moonshining. How many days did he spend in jail? Oh, that's tough. Last read, and to give you the answer, Ray Follister was arrested in April of 1962 for moonshining. How many days did he spend in jail? The answer is 10 days. Folks in the chat room are getting that one. They've been getting several of these, actually. 10 days. That's from season 2, episode number 20. All right, question number 6. Helen Crump replaced who as Opie's teacher? This is a shorter question, so it's easier. Helen Crump replaced who as Opie's teacher? The answer is Helen replaced Miss Warner. Helen replaced Miss Warner as Opie's teacher. That's from season 3, episode 23. Season 3, episode number 23. All right. Number 7. Question number 7. Whoops. I froze myself up. Number 7 is, where did the traffic mishap between Malcolm Meriwether and Fletch Roberts occur? This is a little hard. Okay, where did the traffic mishap between Malcolm Meriwether and Fletch Roberts occur? Okay, you can pause if you don't want to hear the answer yet, if you're not watching this live. The answer, where did the traffic mishap between Malcolm Meriwether and Fletch Roberts occur? It was in front of the Mayberry Feed and Grain Store. That's episode 3. Season 3, episode number 26. Season 3, episode 26. So it was at the Feed and Grain Store, right in front of it. All right, Number 8. What Mayberryan won't admit to having two sets of false teeth? What Mayberry citizen won't admit to having two sets of false teeth? These are hard. These are so hard. Folks in the chat room are doing pretty well. I'm seeing a lot of answers coming in here. All right. Last read, and I'll give you the answer. What Mayberryan won't admit to having two sets of false teeth? The answer is Cecil Gurney. Cecil Gurney, that's from season 4, episode 4. Two sets of false teeth. All right, number nine. A boy named Frederick Bowden III and his mother are new to Mayberry. Where did they hail from? A boy named Frederick Bowden III and his mother are new to Mayberry. Where did they hail from? Where did they come from? Boy named Frederick Bowden III and his mother are new to Mayberry. Where did they hail from? The answer is they came from Erie, Pennsylvania. That's season 4, episode 15. It says, if you're looking at this, it says season 4, season 15, but it's episode. Okay, so there we go. All right, so it was Erie, Pennsylvania is where Trey was from. Trey Bowden. All right, number 10. So we got 15 questions. So here we go. Number 10. Andy states that Charlene is how many years younger than himself? Andy says that Charlene is how many years younger than he is? Does that help if I read it different? You're awful good preserved. That's all I know. All right, the answer to that question, Andy tells Charlene that she's how many years younger than him? The answer is 15 years. That's from season 4, episode number 26. Okay, good job. Folks in the chat room are getting that. Some of them are cheating and saying 15 or 10. They're giving every answer. All right, number 11. At whose birthday party does Malcolm Merriweather perform magic tricks? At whose birthday party does Malcolm Merriweather perform magic tricks? Boy, these are hard. How are you doing? Don't be depressed. Maybe we'll do some regular trivia after this to make you feel better. At whose birthday party does Malcolm Merriweather perform magic tricks? The answer is Jimmy Farrington's. It was at Jimmy Farrington's birthday party. Malcolm performed magic tricks. That's from season 4, episode number 29. All right, just a few questions left. Question number 12. Fred Goss, Mayberry's dry cleaner, misplaces Barney's salt and pepper suit for a few days. It was accidentally sent to who and to where? Whew, man. Fred Goss, Mayberry's dry cleaner, misplaces Barney's salt and pepper suit for a few days. It was accidentally sent to who and to where? Oh, boy. How y'all doing on this one? All right, one last read, and I'll give you the answer. Fred Goss, Mayberry's dry cleaner, misplaces Barney's salt and pepper suit for a few days. It was accidentally sent to who and to where? The answer is it was sent to Mr. Fritz in Siler City. Mr. Fritz. It's F-R-I-T-Z, Fritz, in Siler City. Folks in the chat room were close. They said Fisk and Futz, but they didn't know. They got Mount Pilot. So it was Mr. Fritz in Siler City. So how did you do? Did you get it? So I keep mentioning our chat room. So if you want to join in our chat room, we're here on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time. You can go to live.2chairsnowaiting.com and join in. Question 13. All old police documents in Mayberry are boxed and kept where? All old police documents are in Mayberry are boxed and kept where? Last read, all old police documents in Mayberry are boxed and kept where? The answer is in the basement of the Mayberry Fire Department, the Mayberry Firehouse. If you'd have said anything similar to that, you could have got it. But they were kept in the basement of the Mayberry Firehouse. That's from season 5, episode number 25. So there you go. And some folks in the chat room were saying they were kept at the University of North Carolina. That's not correct. Good guess, but not correct. The good part about the qualifying round is it doesn't cost you anything to guess. You don't lose points. All right, question number 14. The Foster Furniture Polish Company sponsors what TV series? The Foster Furniture Polish Company sponsors what TV series? Okay, one last try. The Foster Furniture Polish Company sponsors what TV series? The answer, again, you can pause if you don't want to hear the answer yet, but the answer is Foster's Furniture Polish Company sponsors The Rex Benson Show. Brought to you by Foster's Furniture Polish. That's from season 6, episode 28. Yes, color. That is a color episode. And our final question number 15. How many years in a row has Clara Edwards won the Maybury Garden Club Hybrid Rose category? How many years in a row has Clara Edwards won the Maybury Garden Club Hybrid Rose category? Okay, last read. How many years in a row has Clara Edwards won the Maybury Garden Club Hybrid Rose category? The answer is 7 years. 7 years is the answer. That was from season 7, episode number 14. So how did you guys do? That wraps up the qualifying round of Maybury Days Trivia for 23. So how did you do? There were 15 questions. If you got 8 or more questions correct, you could have made it into the championship round of the World Championship of Maybury Trivia right there at Maybury. That's right. There were 4 seats open this year, so you would have had a chance of 4 chances to have been able to qualify. So if you got 8, I believe that was the most that anybody got, was 8 out of the 15. You would have been guaranteed one of those seats. And you might have had a chance if you got 7 or 6. You might have. I can't remember what it went down to. But the winner, the person who got the most questions right in the qualifying round, got 8 out of 15. All right. So, again, I want to thank Kenneth Junkin of the Hardy Eaton Men and Beautiful Tellicott Women chapter of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, for the trivia questions and answers. He works on these every year and puts them together. I appreciate him a lot for doing that. So, guys, that is the wrap for the trivia from Maybury Days. Now, how did you do? I got folks in our chat room. We got folks saying they got 0, nowhere close, got 2 answers and 2 half answers. A half answer doesn't actually count. That doesn't count as an answer. Because if there were 2 parts to a question, you had to get them both to get a sticker. So, yeah, you couldn't get a half a sticker. Yeah, it didn't work. So, I think a couple got 6 and made it. So that's what Don Good in our chat room is telling me, that maybe they made it. So there you go. And, of course, some people skipped the trivia and went to Randy Turner's from This Week in Maybury History. Went to his presentation, which was scheduled at the same time, sadly, because those are both great events. I hate that people had to miss one to go to the other. I guess they knew they would get these trivia questions eventually, and they weren't going to win anyway, so they didn't come. So there you go. So if you got 8, and it sounds like if you made it to 6, you might have made it through. So if you got anywhere in that range, you need to be planning to try to come to Maybury Days next year so that you can compete in this trivia contest. You might want to come to Granville, Tennessee, where you could compete in a trivia contest against people that are not going to have gotten 8 correct. And you could be a champion at trivia there, because there will be a trivia contest at Granville. You can check out the event calendar at imayberry.com for all the events, or make sure you subscribe to the Weaver's newsletter. You get an update emailed to you about every other month, and so you get an update on the events that are coming up. So definitely do that. All right. So just to make you guys feel better, let's do some of our normal trivia questions. Are you ready? We'll just do a few. Okay. We'll do just like normal. Here we go. Just to make you feel better. Question number 1, true or false? Opie never ran away from home. True or false? Question number 1 of our easier trivia. Opie never ran away from home. True or false? The answer is false. He did run away from home. He ran away. All right. Question number 2. Where were the jail keys usually kept? Come on, guys. These are way easier. Where were the jail cell keys usually kept? Okay. Last read. Where were the jail cell keys usually kept? They were kept on a peg outside the cell doors. So if you said on a peg or a nail between the cells, I'll give you any of those would be correct. Okay, we give you that. All right, question number three. Question number three. Who was the runaway kid from Eastmont? What was his name? Who was the runaway kid from Eastmont? Do you have that one? Who was the runaway kid from Eastmont? All right. Last read. Who was the runaway kid from Eastmont? His name was Tex. That's actually George Foley. Would you recognize him on the front porch? All right. Number four. Who was the spoiled rich kid who was arrested for speeding through Mayberry? Who was the spoiled rich kid who was arrested for speeding through Mayberry? Come on, you know it. It's actually multiple choice, but I'm not going to give you the multiple choice. I just want you to know it. Because after those other questions, these are ones you should at least be going, oh, I know this one. All right, here's the last read, and then we'll give you the answer. Who was the spoiled rich kid who was arrested speeding through Mayberry? His name was Ron Bailey. Ron Bailey was his name. Ron Bailey. Oh, our chat rooms, they're struggling. They're struggling. All right, number five. Andy had a boat named Ethel. True or false? Andy had a boat named Ethel. True or false? The answer is false. That is false. Yes, that's a false answer. All right. Number six. What was the name of Andy's boat? What was the name of Andy's rowboat? We already know it's not Ethel, so don't guess that one. What was the name of Andy's rowboat? What was the name of Andy's rowboat? Final chance. Andy's rowboat's name was Gertrude. Gertrude. I'm sure all of you guys, you've already heard all these hard questions and your brains are hurting. This is like a college exam in Mayberry trivia. I'm trying to give you extra points. Oh, I had a college exam one time that after it was over, they said, you get 1 point for every Winnie the Pooh character you can name. I got 10 points. Yes. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give you 8 chances to get a points. Here you go. After those first 15 questions. All right, here we go. Number 7. Why did Jeff Pruitt come to Mayberry? Why did Jeff Pruitt come to Mayberry? Okay, I'll give you a hint. He's been picking up women. What do you know about picking up women? What's to know? You just pick them up. So Jeff Pruitt came to Mayberry. The answer is to find a wife. That is exactly what the answer is. To find a wife. And our last bonus questions is, what did Andy call Barney when Barney wore his motorcycle clothes? This is multiple choice. So I'll give you a chance to answer it without the multiple choice. What did Andy call Barney when Barney wore his motorcycle clothes? Okay, I'm going to give you multiple choice on this now. But if you can answer it, that's a great job. But here's the multiple choice. Did Andy call Barney Baron von Rotter, Baron von Rischake, Baron von Richthofen, Richthofen, or the Red Baron? I don't think I'm saying this right. Okay. What did he call him? Baron von something, evidently. Baron von Roeder, Baron von Rorschach, or Baron von Richthofen. I'm not saying that right. So, or the Red Baron. All right, the answer is C, Baron von Richthofen. Richthofen. Is that what he says? I'm reading it, so I can't say it. It's spelled Richthofen. That's it. So if you got that right, you win. Good job. So that was number 8. That's all. That is all of our trivia. How did you do? How did you do in the bonus points? Did you get some bonus points at least? You feel a little bit better? Richthofen. That's what it is. Richthofen. Now, I quit. I can't read when I see words, evidently. That's, I never learned phonics. They didn't have phonics when I was in school. We just had to learn by sight. And then when I see words that are not said like they're spelled, I cannot say them. All right, guys, that is a bunch of trivia. So I recommend you study and go back and try again and see if you can do better next time, which I doubt it. I've heard these questions multiple times already. I wrote them down. I made them into PowerPoint slides, and I still can't remember the answer.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.